from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Thousands of demonstrators marched on Washington, D.C. Saturday, rallying for tougher gun laws in the United States.
We are here to call out every single politician, to force them into enacting this legislation, to addressing this legislation, to doing more than a simple Band-Aid on a broken bone.
More than 800 sister marches were planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Here's the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia.
You are a reminder that the right to life applies to our children sitting in our classrooms.
The March for Our Lives demonstrations, led by survivors of the Parkland, Florida mass shooting, were expected to draw hundreds of thousands of people. Here's survivor Cameron Caskey.
My generation, having spent our entire lives seeing mass shooting after mass shooting, has learned that our voices are powerful and our votes matter. We must educate ourselves and start conversations that keep our country moving forward, and we will.
More coverage of the march on VOAnews.com. Russian and Syrian media say more than 100,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area. That includes some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Some Syrians celebrated the fighters leaving. This Syrian man saying our steadiness here and insistence to stay alive and go on with our lives and write our lives by ourselves, this is resistance. This is Syrian people. The departure comes a day after Faylaq al-Rahman agreed to with Russian and Syrian authorities to surrender its territory in Ghouta in exchange for safe passage north to Idlib province. Much more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.